Then came John Boyd. Now, John Boyd is from the trade union movement. He represents those within the union movement who are very Eurosceptic and are very suspicious of the European Union and the way in which big business manages to lobby Brussels to get things done to suit them rather than to suit people. But anyway, have listened to John Boyd. He's a very different character to David Davis, brings quite a different sort of aspect to have a look at the whole Eurosceptic issue.
Thank you for that introduction and the applause. It's not the biggest meeting I've ever addressed, but it's getting on that way. I had a birthday card the other day which said, everything's going for you. Your hair's going, you can read inside, your teeth are going, your eyesight's going. So I defy that by being here in my later life. Our campaign, we call it CAFE, was founded in 1992 to address the Labour and trade union movement and win it back to the anti-EU position it held from the 1960s until 1988. This is the year when Jack Delors and the myth of social Europe to the trade union movement sold it to the trade union movements in Denmark, Ireland and Britain. And Henrik, a friend of mine, will tell you that. And that was in exchange for support for the European Union. This was in the run-up to the Maastricht Treaty, the single market and the single currency. And thank goodness we didn't join the single currency.
Yeah.
The Labour movement has organisations which represent, in one way or another, the aspirations of the vast majority of the population which is working class. There are nearly 6.5 million trade unionists. There are still organisations, trade unions and political parties in the movement who oppose the EU. And some, there's a big trade union apparently is going to announce on Monday that it's going to join Go. I can't tell you who it is. In general, the media ignores us. I hope they don't tonight. But one thing is certain, we're not going to win this referendum without the Labour and trade union movement. CAFE's position has always stood firmly on the right of nation states to self-determination, national independence and democracy. And we've also stood on platforms all the way through with anybody who's opposed to the EU, and that's why we're here this evening. The EU is the antithesis of democracy, and previous speakers have made this clear. It is a super state governed by EU institutions. But we need to make clear there is a continent of Europe and the European Union. Don't talk about Europe, that's a propaganda victory. We must talk about the continent of Europe or the European Union. The searching question is Norway in Europe? Because it's, you know the answer. The Commission is unelected, unaccountable, and the executive and legislature of the EU. The Council of Ministers and EU summits use qualified majority voting, in which Britain has just 12.6% of the votes. So much for all the power and influence we have in the EU. It has to gain 15 other member states to support any proposal. That's why Mr. Cameron has been going on jollies all around Europe trying to garner support for his so-called reforms. The European Court of Justice, from our point of view on the trade union side, has passed judgments which have come out against collective bargaining. There is no guarantee in the fundamental rights in the Lisbon Treaty to strike. If you can't strike, you're a slave. Yeah. And they come out for the free movement of labour, which we oppose. Did you know that in Lille, in France, there is a European rail agency where legislation for rail privatisation and other rail packages are prepared and passed to the Commission and national governments to put in place? Directives, and directives have to be put in place. 91/440 was used to privatise the railways. There was a directive to privatise the postal services. That was never published. EU laws and legislation were changed from an intergovernmental system to a superstate and a union by the Lisbon Treaty, which Ruth has just mentioned. That's the old European Constitution, which they cut and pasted and turned it into the Lisbon Treaty. In Britain, we did not have the opportunity to discuss and decide whether we wanted the treaty before it was ratified.
Shame.
If we want to leave the EU, it is the Lisbon Treaty which must be discussed. And Ruth's drawn attention to a couple of articles, and there are a lot more. And to discuss this treaty and not the charade of the trivial reforms played out today and probably tomorrow. Mm. While that's all going on, the European Commissioner for Trade is negotiating undemocratically the secret Transatlantic Trade and Investment Treaty, and it's nothing about trade at all, with her counterpart in Washington. TTIP and the Associated Interstate Dispute Settlement, ISDS tribunals, overarch the EU with the object of bolting together the EU and the US markets with poorer regulations on food, labour conditions and wages, and so on. ISDS gives transnational corporations powers to take governments to courts, their own courts, their secret courts, and there's plenty of information of that around. For instance, the Egyptian government was taken to one of these courts, fined for daring to raise the minimum wage. The claws are out via TTIP and ISDS to grab and privatise the NHS for the largest lobby group in the US, the health and pharmaceutical companies. TTIP and ISDS override our parliaments and our democracy. There is, however, a growing movement against TTIP and ISDS. For instance, 250,000 Germans demonstrated on the streets of Berlin against TTIP. A petition signed by over 3 million people was lodged with the European Parliament. The TUC and most trade unions are opposed to TTIP. However, despite all this opposition, these same institutions support the EU. It's a complete contradiction. You can't be both against TTIP and for the EU. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Leave EU has published a pamphlet called Stop TTIP, and I hope you will get hold of some of these, read about it, understand it, and pass the word around. Kate says that democracy only works within nation states and not between them. There's no democracy between us and Greece, for instance. To date, the world is run with nation states having the right to self-determination and national democracy. There are more nation states today than there were 10 years ago. The nation state is here to stay for the foreseeable future. It is not a 19th century anachronism. Those who want to end nation states and national democracy are those forces behind TTIP, ISDS, and the EU. Britain, as a nation state to function to the benefit of the people of Britain, must have control of its own borders, must be able to control its fisheries and the sea underneath, protect its industries and jobs involved, control borders to decide who comes into Britain. That means bringing to an end the free movement of labour in order to protect wages and stop the race to the bottom. And that's a trade union term. These are the concerns of all who work for their living and their trade union. The free movement of labour and immigration are different issues. Both require control of Britain's borders. Since the 1975 referendum, which I took part in, the deindustrialisation of Britain is all but complete. And I'm talking as an engineer. We had a coal industry, a steel industry, shipbuilding, and a manufacturing. We traded across the world, as Ruth earlier has stated. Those industries were the backbone of the economy and which created wealth to pay for all the public services such as the NHS and the welfare state. There are 1,680,000 people out of work at the moment. Many of these are young people and their lives are being wrecked. We have soup kitchens and food banks. The alternative to EU membership is to have an economy based on manufacturing, associated industries, and to trade across the world, including nation states in the EU. Instead of an economy based on financial and service industries, which got us into deep water. That's in addition to being locked into a crisis with the EU. We need to get out of the thing. Regarding jobs, for example, part of the alternative outside the EU lies in the continent of Africa, the subcontinent of India and Pakistan, which need electrification. They haven't got electrification. We should make the equipment and other manufacturers. We need a merchant navy to carry these goods and a steel industry and shipbuilding making ships to carry the goods. We can work out amongst ourselves and with others a rational future for Britain and its peoples. CAFE says the only way to oppose TTIP, ISDS, rule by Brussels and the free movement of everything is to dump the Lisbon Treaty. This referendum is not a game of football with red and yellow cards. We must show the red card to Messrs. Juncker, Tusk, Schultz and Cameron.
Yeah,
get
yeah.
them off the pitch.
Yeah.
We need a massive vote to leave the EU.
Yeah.
On behalf behalf of all those in the Labour movement to oppose the EU, I wish all sections of the campaign from whatever constituency come all the best in getting us out of the EU. Thank you.